Blog Talk Radio.
As we do it one time for my man, MJ, word up.
Welcome to Wrestling X Factor Radio for December the 27th of 2013. It's your host, back again, Wayne Benitez. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a good show for you tonight. We have a wonderful guest. I'm the young, talented Tania Howland Huntress.
Hello, hello.
Yeah, welcome to Wrestling X Factor. Hello?
Hello, how are you?
You still there? I don't know,
yes,
right?
Yes, I'm here. Yes, good.
Yeah, we're kind of having up some technical difficulties.
Oh, no, that's cool.
Yeah.
To be expected with technology these days.
Right. Yeah, sometimes blog talk radio can be the worst nightmare sometimes.
It's okay, as long as you make it through the nightmare. Make it
right. And were you a wrestling fan growing up?
Yes, I started watching wrestling when I was 12 years old. So I actually started pretty late compared to most people, but, you know, 12 is good for me. That's the same age Shawn Michaels started watching, I read, so that's fine with me.
And who did you idolize in the business?
Probably Shawn Michaels the most, actually, speaking of him. He was my favorite growing up, for sure. You know,
what
he's that
you,
woman.
Oh, it wasn't any type of women's talent?
Yeah, my favorites growing up were Trish, Lita, Gail Kim, and Mickie James. Those had to be my favorites growing up.
And what got your interest in becoming a wrestler?
I knew I wanted to do it since I started watching it. I knew from the moment, the first time I watched SmackDown, that this is what I wanted to do with my life. And it was just a matter of getting trained and making a name for myself, which I'm, you know, doing right now. So it's been a process. But I knew I always wanted to do it.
That's awesome. What's your memories of working WSU?
Well, I had my debut match with Cherry Bomb, which I came out victorious in, which I'm very happy about. Ended that with the moonsault. So it was a good match. I enjoyed myself. I was very happy at the end of that because I was happy to make my debut in it. It felt really good.
Awesome. And how long have you been doing this so far?
Going on my third year now, which is hard to believe. I've been training since I was 20, and now I'm starting my third year. And it's kind of like I'm starting over because I used to wrestle for Chikara, and here I am, pretty much starting all over. So,
how was it like working with Cherry Bomb?
It was very good. Very good. She's very aggressive. Definitely someone I'm happy to have made my debut with.
Even she also had a good year herself. Also, she was on Impact Wrestling for a tryout match.
Yes, I heard.
Working with Gail Kim, and also she's been at Ring of Honor for her debut matches also.
That's awesome. Definitely would like to do that myself.
And we would love to see you in one of those major companies in the future.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that.
And you also worked with Alexis. How was that experience?
Oh, that was actually loads of fun. I enjoyed that quite a bit. Even though I lost that match, it was very fun.
And how was it working with Naya?
Well, we were tag partners, and it was difficult for us to get along, probably why we didn't come out victorious, but in the end, it was a good experience. I actually have a match against her for WXW C4 coming up in January.
That's also on, I think, video on demand also in certain places on the web.
Okay, I'd love to see that. Watch it back.
Have you worked it at PWS yet? Have you worked it for PWS Bombshells yet? Have you worked with anyone yet?
Just the one match with me and Naya versus Alexis and me. Yeah. But I hope to work with them again in the future.
Right. And Mia is so much of a worker all around.
Oh, yes, definitely.
I'm even in Japan and Ring of Honor and throughout the States.
Yes, definitely.
And do you have any interest in working for companies like Shimmer and Shine?
Absolutely. Definitely. That would be my goal for 2014, to get on both of those.
There's just so much talent on they have on both rosters.
Yes, enormous.
and currently watch the product of WWE, TNA, or ROH?
I haven't been keeping up really well with WWE and TNA these days. I am aware of a little bit of what's going on, but I haven't been watching it closely.
It seemed like it's been up and down. It's not as a hot like it was in the Attitude Era or in the early 2000s.
Yes, unfortunately.
Right. And I just hope mainstream wrestling for TNA and WWE picks up somehow, that these corporate people finally get what people really want.
I hope so, too. I do have faith that will happen. I just think it's just a matter of time and the right people to make it happen and to allow it to happen. It's definitely something I have great faith will hopefully one day happen, because it really needs to, it just needs to be refreshed.
Right. Definitely it does. Yeah. And who would you like to work with in the business in the future?
That's a good question. I would actually really love to work with Mickey James one day. I know she's kind of a free agent right now. I'm not sure exactly the details of her situation right now. But if she's going to be working in the indies at all, that would be a dream to work with her.
Right, she's definitely a good worker also, and she makes anyone that works with her more comfortable in the ring. She actually has a good work rate all around.
Yeah. Yeah, she just has something that you can't keep your eye off of her when she's in the ring.
Right. And do you have any upcoming shows you want to plug?
Yes, I will be working for WXW in January, and also for AWS, which I'm really excited for in March, along with BWO in January as well. But I'm really excited about AIW and going to California for AWS in January.
Awesome, West Coast.
Yeah, it'll be my first time going to the West Coast. So I'm really excited.
And I noticed that you are Native American also.
That's correct. I am. I'm legit. I'm the real thing.
And it's actually so many women and male workers out here that are Native American now.
Oh, really?
Right. You ever heard of Nyla Rose?
I have, actually. Yes, I've heard of her.
Yeah, she's definitely a good talent and also a powerhouse and a good worker also.
Okay, I'll have to check her out.
And you also have workers like Angela Maria Hardy also.
Oh, is she Native American as well?
Yes. And it's actually
Okay, well, that's cool. That's cool. Glad to know it's not just Tatanka.
Right. And do you have any interest in going overseas also?
Oh, yes. I'd love to go to Japan. That's definitely one of my goals for the very near future, hopefully.
And it's just so much talent over there in Japan and even the dojo also.
Yeah. A whole nother world of talent. Just everyone is great.
Right. Even though they are stiff workers, but it teach them a whole lot also, including work discipline also, and respecting the business even more.
Exactly.
And have you also think of other companies like in the UK also for women's wrestling?
I don't have any on my radar as of right now, but it'd definitely be something that I'd be interested in.
Yes, women wrestling has been taking off for the last 7 years now.
Oh, that's good. That's good news to me.
Yeah. And you also appearing also at Girls Night Out also?
Yes, I'll be appearing there in March. That'll be my debut for AIW.
That is awesome.
Yeah, I'm really happy about that.
There's actually so much talent on that card also, like Marty Bell or Jules Malone.
Yeah. I can't wait.
Right. And what do you prefer more of your character? Do you prefer more being a heel or a face?
I don't get the opportunity to work heel often, but it's definitely something I enjoy. But you'll probably catch me being the good guy. A good person at a time.
All right.
I would love if I got the opportunity to break the rules more often, though.
Right. But I always preferred the hill more as a whiner and a trash talker.
I think I'd love it just because I'd be able to be myself.
Right.
I get to say what I really think.
And also, have you been following women's lucha libre in Mexico?
I have really been following it lately. I do know of a couple girls, but it's not something that I follow closely at all.
Right. it seems like it's coming more to the United States. Next year, they're going to branch off Triple A Mexico. Going to be moving to Los Angeles. They're going to be on a new national network called the El Rey, and it's going to be the first ever bilingual network.
That's amazing. That's awesome.
Yes. And that's also another opportunity. They can be up there with TNA and WWE also.
They're going to be in L.A.
Right. But
oh, wow.
All over the, but they're going to be touring all over the U.S., but their headquarters is going to be in L.A. And they also looking for more U.S. talent.
Wow. Maybe I won't come back from California in January.
And Conan is like in charge of the booking and also recruiting and scouting.
Okay.
And this could be another company that can push the other two of doing better.
Oh yeah, because competition is key. It would be very nice.
Right. And do you have any more plugs you want to put out there?
Well, you can follow me on Twitter. That's at Hanaya Huntress. And add me on Facebook, Hanaya Holly Huntress. And also have Instagram, which is also Hanaya Huntress. And I try to update as much as possible. I see interesting things sometimes. So give me a follow.
Oh, definitely will.
Thank you.
It's just been an honor for you to be on Wrestling X Factor.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Yes, you can come back anytime to talk anything or maybe some interesting stories or even some your opinions on the current product also, maybe some discussion or like that.
Oh, nice. You'll let me come and rant for you. That's awesome. Thank you.
Right.
So thank you. Appreciate that.
No problem. Hanaya, you just have a good weekend also.
Thank you. You too.
All right.
And thank you so much for having me. It was awesome.
Yes, we had so much fun. All right, then I'll get in contact with you later on.
Okay.
All right.
All right, thank you. Have a good one.
You too. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, that was the beautiful and talented Hanaya the Huntress. Ladies and gentlemen, we're about to head on out. Reach us up at our Wrestling X Factor group page for our archive shows or even at Blog Talk Radio for Wrestling X Factor. This is Wayne Benitez signing off. Peace.
As we do it one time for my man, MJ, word up! as we do it at one time for my man, MJ. Word up.